בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. I would like to discuss the most important question that exists. Why am I alive today? Why are you alive today? Why did Hashem create us? Why do we exist? What is our purpose on a moment-to-moment basis? This is the most important question that can exist, because every other question in our lives is encompassed within this question, because if we're not alive, nothing else is relevant. So it's vital that we do our best to gain the most possible clarity in this question and in answering this question truthfully and correctly, so that we can live our lives practically on a moment-to-moment basis for our ultimate purpose. So I'd like to break this question down into a few different segments. Let's start with this question itself. Why do I exist? Although anyone who is asked this question would acknowledge that this is a very important question, in fact, the most important question, people oftentimes don't have a good answer to this question. And as a result of that, people deal with this in different ways. Sometimes what happens, sometimes consciously, and perhaps most of the time subconsciously, people distract themselves from this question. People get involved in day-to-day life, and that becomes the purpose of their existence. I'm alive because I have a family relationship. I'm alive because I have friends. I'm alive because I have a business. I'm alive because whatever other venture one is dealing with, that is sometimes the way people deal with this question. It's, in a sense, distracting oneself from really answering this question truthfully. It's getting involved in the details of one's life and choosing to focus on that as one's purpose. But when one asks the question, that everybody knows that one's life is not eternal, and after a maximum of 120 years, we all die. It could be tomorrow, it could be in a year's time, it could be in 120 years' time, but not longer. How do we deal with that fact? If one is involved in a distraction, even if it's a good thing, an important distraction, of course it can sometimes be drugs or other things that distract a person, to try to give a person momentary pleasure in order to distract oneself from the real important questions. But even if it's good things, even if one's building a relationship or something else, that's one's doing a positive venture, all ventures, everything comes to an end when we die. And therefore, we have to really delve further into this question of why would Hashem create us? What exactly is going on? To break it down, again, many people have probably heard many different ideas about, oh, it's obvious why Hashem created us. But it's very worthwhile breaking down this question and simplifying it into just numerous points that one can follow in the thought process that can lead us to, Bezrat Hashem, when we finish the thought process, to live our lives in a practical way by practical things that we will discuss according to the framework of our real purpose of why we exist. I'll just mention one more thing on this point, and that is I once had a discussion with an individual about this question, and his response to me, somebody whose approach was that he always didn't really know how to answer this question, and therefore he kind of just decided, I might as well just enjoy life and just make the most of life in terms of enjoying myself, because I don't really know what happens when one dies, etc. And a close member of this individual passed on, and the person expressed to me, when that episode happened, they looked at this family member of theirs that was now dead, and they couldn't accept the fact that, what, that's it? That's it? It's all finished? So many of us understand that there's something called life after death, and we'll talk about that more, Bezrat Hashem.